time to cast off on a new adventure. This is Real Adventures with Patrick Dangerfield and Aaron Hadgood.
Good morning and welcome to Real Adventures from wherever you are listening right around the country. Patrick Dangerfield and Aaron Hadgood joining you this morning to talk all things fishing, boating and the great outdoors. And unfortunately, my co-host Aaron, you find yourself currently in hospital. Talk us through it, big fella, because you've seen that a day's looking at you on Zoom this morning.
Well, they're actually telling me that I'm actually going better than what I was when I come in, so that's not good news if I'm looking like that. But, I am in hospital. Long story short, heart's obviously coming to an end faster than I wanted. So basically being put in to stabilise this heart, and then why I'm in here is a transplant assessment too, to make sure I'm a safe candidate to receive a heart transplant. And it's not like getting a blood test and getting a knee reconstruction, unfortunately. It's a hell of a lot of stuff, and basically all week's just been hammer and tong for me. So, lots of tests, lots of everything, and, find myself here talking to you.
So for those that look on different people's driver's license and you can see it as organ donor, those that don't or perhaps are unsure about it all, you've been the face of organ donor this year.
Yep.
Talk us through why it is so important. Now, it would seem that is very much apparent, but there's still plenty of people that don't sign up to be an organ donor. Yet if you do, once you're gone, there's nothing you can do about that, but you can save someone else's life and or change their lives.
It's pretty selfish of me now to become the ambassador right when I need a heart, isn't it? I promise you I signed up before I knew.
Before.
I won't lie, since I had my heart, every year I've been pushing organ donation. So I do need a heart, but I've definitely all been a massive advocate of this, foundation and Donate Life is what it's known to be called. And basically, I talk to you right now and I don't even know. You signed up for an organ donor? I bet 90% of the people you speak to probably wouldn't be. And when I say 90, I actually think it's more than that. I think it's like 2% of people that actually are. So it's not much. And
I think it depends. Sometimes it's on sort of what you've experienced through your life. Like the reason I'm an organ donor, because my mum's brother, uncle, in 1996, he was in a car accident and died. But he was an organ donor. He wasn't an organ donor, but my grandma decided that she would donate Tim's, I think it was lungs, heart, eyes, kidneys, and still to this day, like it's obviously different for different people, but grandma will receive letters from these people that received these organs and saved their lives, changed their lives. I am, because I've experienced it.
Can I just pull you up there on where you said there? Is when you went back to referring to your grandmother he wasn't an organ donor, but your grandma wished to go along with that, which is absolutely fantastic. And it can happen on the day if that's the way you want it to go. But the way that I look at it is that is a traumatic time for a family. And the thing is, the person has to be on ICU on life support. So it's not like anywhere else. It has to be in life support. It's the worst place in the world that you could find yourself in ICU with a family member. If you wish to do it as a person in your own self and your own rights, save your family or the heartache of that conversation. Making that decision. Because I'll go, I don't know, did he want to do that? Would he want to do that? If you don't wish to do it, that's fine. That's not an issue. I respect your wishes. But make it easier for your family. In all honesty, if you sign up the Donate Life website, just everyone knows how to use a phone and Google these days, type it in. It's under 1 minute to register. It is honestly under a minute, not a word of a lie. So if I can do it in under a minute, then so can you. But it's you don't want my organs anyway, they don't work. But it's something that we'll wrap up talking about too much. But yes, I'm going to need a new heart. Organ donation saves lives. I did a video during the week on social media that went near on viral, and I thank every person that's listening right now that signed up off the back of that video or shared it or did whatever they did. I appreciate it more than anything. So long story short, I'm hopefully to get stable. I don't know. I might need to get the heart. Might go on the transplant list within the next week. It could be if they stabilize the heart, I won't know till next week. It could be in 6 months' time. Yes, I'm sick, but I'll keep battling on and doing what I have to do and talking rubbish here every Saturday morning while I can.
How do you go, without getting too deep, how do you go mentally preparing yourself for such an unknown?
The only thing that affects me is the kids. And there's nothing else. I'm pretty, you know me, I'm pretty strong-minded. It is what it is. Like, I just deal with what you got to do, and you do what you got to do at the time. It doesn't matter. Don't get me wrong, excuse my French a little bit, but it shoots me to tears. I got to get it. It does. It honestly does. It sucks, but I can't do anything about it. It's part of my life. It's just my life. It is what it is. But the only thing, like the kids, money, financially, I make the money in the family as such. Kari looks after the kids. She does a great job. That's the way we've structured our life. I'm very lucky to have obviously the radio gig, which I'm hopefully to continue with no worries. I might have a couple of weeks off here and there, but other than that, I'll be right through that. And then obviously the full-on salt guide, which is my main income. I'm very lucky that set up really well and got a great team to support me through the hard times. And I still obviously get my work done before that for that. So mentally, it's just about financial for me and kids. Other than that, good as gold. Most people will be stressing out, blah, blah, blah. I'm not stressing financially. I'm not stressing about the kids yet because there's nothing to stress about yet. When I'm told by the doctor to stress and go, basically, look here, mate, you're no good, that's when I'll go, righto, it's time to worry. So until they tell me to worry, don't get me wrong, it's a pretty big operation, but I've done it before and I'll just do it again. So I'll make it sound simple, but I've got no choice, Pat. So
yeah.
I just got to do it. So I just got to do it. Simple as that.